In an instant, Robert was somewhere else. He wasn't standing in the dismal bar of Gentleman Jim's anymore. He wasn't even standing. Robert was doing his best to hold onto a horse that was preparing to cross a battlefield. The chap next to him gave him a wink.
Never been in combat, have you, lad?
No, never.
Any moment now?
Words came unbidden to Robert as he absent-mindedly drew his sabre. Half a league, half a league, half a league onward, all in the Valley of Death rode the 600. Where did they come from, he wondered.
Forward, Light Brigade,
someone bellowed, and with the sounding of the trumpet his horse, quite unbidden, started to move. Robert couldn't help noticing that up ahead there appeared to be cannon to the right of them, and, as he looked the other way, cannon to the left of them, and, more alarmingly still, there were cannon in front of them as well. The pace increased now, as did the barrage around him. Volleyed and thundered, stormed at with shot and shell, boldly they rode and well, into the jaws of death, into the mouth of hell, rode the 600. By now the multiple literary references had convinced him he was at the Battle of Balaclava, and he was riding with the charge of the bloody Light Brigade. Still nice uniform. Robert wanted to stop the horse, to get off, go back, but it wasn't that he couldn't stop the horse, he couldn't stop himself. He was spurring the horse on, he was waving his sword, he was screaming like a lunatic. He wasn't in control of what was happening at all. "It's the memory of an old soldier," said a voice in his ear. It was the woman, riding the horse with him, arms round his waist. He wanted to look round, see her face, but the memory would only look forward. "Don't worry," she said. "He survives. You're perfectly safe. The memory in the medal was awakened by the memorial. So many people thinking of so many wars, so many battles. I couldn't hold them back."
"Get me out of here," Robert thought at the top of his mind.
"Don't you like me close?"
This soldier definitely survived.
"Yes, my dear. He was fit and well until he died, even with his stomach."
"What was wrong with his stomach?"
"A bit of shrapnel," she replied, faltering.
"Get me out of here now,"
Robert screamed inside, but any sound he might have made was drowned out by the roar of the shell. Robert lay on the ground, deaf and staring at the sky. Pain, so much pain. Then an angel appeared over him.
"I'm so sorry," her eyes said. And she kissed him. It tasted of warm bread and cordite, and he remembered nothing more.